Braden Brown now joined by Stetson Carpenter from Burlingame Boys Basketball, coming off a victory last night in the opening round of the 1A D1 playoffs. We had it on our airwaves, but in case you missed it, Coach, can you walk us through some of the big moments?
Yeah, the first quarter, everybody, you know, them included, we started off slow offensively. They started off slow offensively. Right at the beginning of the second quarter, we started taking off a little bit. And then our defense slipped. We gave up six threes in the second quarter, you know, and that's just, you know, not a recipe for success. So, you know, we ended the half of the Danny Kane buzzer beater three at the break. And, you know, I walked into the locker room and the kids were already talking about it. This, hey, we just got to run them off the line, make them take shots in the paint. You know, they can't score against us down there. And, you know, so it was, like I said yesterday to Michael, you know, this is one of the shortest halftime talks I've ever had, because it was the same thing I was going to tell them, you know. So we came out there. I thought our mentality was really good. I don't have the book in front of me, but I believe in the third quarter they scored 9, and in the fourth they scored 7. And, you know, if you can't win a game doing that, then I don't know what we're doing. You know, we stepped it up defensively. I think our guys switching 1 through 5 really helped. You know, we put Nazir on, you know, one of their better shooters, and he just really, really stepped up against that kid. Just ran him off the line, didn't give him good driving angles, just kind of fed him to Drake. And then our help defense on the backside helping Drake was so good. You know, it forced a lot of turnovers, forced a lot of bad shots. You know, it was just a game of, you know, we were just playing true to our identity. You know, we're a defensive first team. And, you know, we really took that to heart last night.
What does that say about the leadership of this team, that during halftime they knew what they needed to do and they were already talking about it before you even had a chance to talk to them about it?
Oh, it's great. You know, that's what you want. You know, every year, you know, that I've ever coached, I tell my teams, whatever teams I'm coaching, like, look, you know, I can lead you the whole way and we can be an average team, or you guys can take control over here and be leaders, and we can be a great team. And so this is just showing that we've made leaps and bounds. The kids have made leaps and bounds. But also, you know, it's just a credit to them too, because I couldn't point at one kid and say, oh, yeah, that's our leader. Like, he's our only leader. It's everybody. It's an open discussion during practices and all that. You know, if one kid is slacking off on their job and all that, you know, you got – 4 or 5 other kids that are going to sit there and, you know, depending on the day, okay, this kid's going to tell him this, this kid's going to tell him this. And it's all the same message, but we have multiple kids that are open to criticism and also open to dealing some of that criticism. And, you know, it just makes our lives as coaches so much easier. But it's impressed me so much with this group, just because we've had a lot of guys that, you know, didn't play any varsity basketball or played limited varsity basketball, and now all of a sudden they're thrown in this new role. And if you would have asked me at the beginning of the summer if some of these kids would have been as vocal as they were last night, I would have said you're crazy. But, you know, they're a great group of kids, man.
Drake Skirvin, obviously we've talked about him all throughout the season, and as he goes, the team normally goes. But how about him last night becoming the all-time leading scorer in Burlingame basketball?
Oh, it's great, man. I you know, my wife makes all our graphics and all that I post online, and she does all the posters and all that for him. And she was just like, man, he has been putting me to work this year. and I laughed and I said, well, you know, the good thing, but also not the good thing. I was like, you're probably never going to coach another kid like this that has all these records and has all these accomplishments in 1 year. And you know, he's just a special talent, man. And he's really grown as a leader also. You know, he wasn't a very vocal guy and all that. He, you know, and he never really had to be, because all the seniors of years past were very vocal guys. But he's done a great job of keeping the young guys locked in, keeping Nazir locked in, keeping Danny and Brock locked in, you know, kind of telling them the spots they need to be at. He's done a great job so far this year. And, I mean, he's the greatest kid. We can safely say it now. He's the greatest basketball player, boys-wise, in Burlingame history. You know, he's pretty much locked that title up with all his records so far. So he's just a special talent, man. It doesn't get any better than having him on the team.
Definitely makes sense. It's always great this time of the year to have more games on your schedule. Back at it on Saturday against Bishop Seabury Academy. Before we look at that game, Coach, what does practice look like the rest of this week for the boys?
Oh, film heavy, man. Film heavy and just a lot of review. A lot of review. This is what we do. This is what we're going to do. You know, get some 5-on-5 stuff just to get up and run up and down a little bit to stay loose, stay in that form. But, you know, it's a lot of film. We're very film heavy this time of year. I feel like 30 minutes of film, if done right, is more valuable than an hour on the court. So, you know, we'll have our 30 minutes there. And then as long as everybody's locked in doing the review session, it'll be real easy practice, you know, as far as our guys are concerned, as, you know, be easy. I'm still going to nitpick everything, but, it'll be a good week of just focusing on one opponent. You don't have to look ahead or anything. Like we've got to lock in for Saturday. You know, the kids are motivated for it. You know, it's just going to be a lot of studying this week.
You're at Bishop Seabury Academy. You've already seen them once this year, 63-61. You fell. What do you remember about that contest? And I believe it was just the fourth game of the season for you.
Yep. You know, we were down 27-9 in the first quarter at one point. We gave up second chance look after second chance look. I believe Stubbs, I believe they're big. I think he had 15 in the first quarter just off of putbacks. Just we're not boxing him out. We just kept giving him open lanes to just go take one step, get the rebound, and get putbacks, and it killed us early. You know, we clawed back. We started playing defense. We took away those easy second chance looks and all that, and we ended up clawing back. You know, we were down Danny. Danny had the flu, so, you know, you lose one of your best perimeter defenders. That really hurt. I thought guys stepped up in that game, though, but, you know, the thing is, with us, definitely, you know, there's not a whole lot of games we're going to win when we allow 60 points. You know, that's just not our identity. That's just not how this team operates. So when you know, when we said it the week we played Seabury, too, you know, you let them get it to 60, that's what they want. They want to score high. But if you make them struggle to score, you know, that's you know, that plays more into our pace. So we've got to be better defensively. We can't give up easy second chance points against these guys. They're very talented. And if you give them easy looks, nothing but easy looks, they're going to jump out ahead of you, and it's going to be hard to match that production. But I think the guys know it. The guys are motivated. You know, we got out of the locker room yesterday, and, yeah, we were happy we won and all that, but they were already talking about Saturday. So I think our mentality should be good. You know, they really want this game, man. They really want it. They don't want the run to end on Saturday.
Definitely makes sense. Stetson Carpenter, Burlingame boys basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.